Thank you and good afternoon. PG&E crews restored full power to Old Arcata Road this afternoon after a single vehicle collision around 2 o'clock this morning resulted in a power pole being taken down. 23-year-old Forrest Anthony Hale of Arcata was driving on Old Arcata Road north of the Bayside Cutoff when he lost control of his vehicle and collided into a power pole, cutting off power to the area. The collision caused closures in both lanes of Old Arcata Road and controlled traffic was in effect as crews were on scene restoring power this afternoon. At least 60 customers were left without power, and Hale was transported to St. Joseph's Hospital for treatment of minor injuries. The California Highway Patrol is investigating the collision, and alcohol is being investigated as a factor. 19-year-old Joseph Timothy Zanone was booked into Humboldt County Jail on vehicle theft charges after Zanone stole a maintenance truck that belonged to the Humboldt County Fairgrounds this morning. One of the maintenance employees followed Zanone at a safe distance while in contact with the Ferndale Police Department, and along with Rio Del and Fortuna Police, they converged to Zanone's location near East Ferry and Grizzly Bluff Road. Zanone was taken into custody without incident and was booked into jail for felony vehicle theft and possession of stolen property. A suspicious man that was spotted by deputies riding his bicycle in the Samoa area Wednesday morning ended up being booked into Humboldt County Jail after burglary tools were found in his possession. Deputies contacted 26-year-old Vincent McKinney, who was trying to pass his bicycle through a barbed wire fence. When asked about his actions, McKinney initially provided false identification. Deputies found that McKinney was not only lying, but a felony warrant was out in his name with a search and seizure clause. A search of McKinney's backpack turned up burglary tools, and he was booked for possession of the tools, false identification, and the felony warrant. In 1965, a group of Humboldt State professors' idea to create the Humboldt State Marine Laboratory became reality when it opened in Trinidad. The lab became a source for teaching both marine biology and fishery science, as well as for student research. Tomorrow morning at 11, the Marine Lab will hold an event in celebration of its 50th anniversary. Guided tours and a lecture on the history of the lab will highlight the event, as well as updates on new projects. The event is free for the public to attend. Current director of the lab and HSU professor Brian Tissot said in a statement that the oceans are currently challenged with tremendous pressure from human activities, and the Marine Lab represents a significant investment in facilities and technology that can help focus on these important regional, state, and nationwide issues. A Hay Fork resident was reported as missing. Dan Squire has more.
The Trinity County Sheriff's Office has issued a missing persons report for 42-year-old Hay Fork resident Kelly Pruitt, who hasn't been seen by friends since Saturday, September 12th in Hay Fork. Pruitt left her residence in the early morning hours and traveled to Weaverville. The Sheriff's Office believes she made it safely to Weaverville and then returned to Hay Fork, but her whereabouts are unknown. Pruitt is a white female adult with blonde hair who drives a silver Chevy Blazer. Anyone with information is asked to contact authorities.
Thank you, Dan. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Eureka City School Superintendent Fred Van Fleck was on this morning's Talk Shop, and as you might expect, education and student enrollment was the primary topic of discussion. Student enrollment countywide has been on a downward trend for the past 20 years, according to Van Fleck, and the same has rang true for Eureka City Schools. However, Van Fleck said that they have been able to reverse that trend in the last 3 years.
Over the last 3 years, we've actually been able to buck that trend. And so 3 years ago, we actually had our first increase in well over 20 years. It wasn't a huge increase, just by about 20 students or so. And then we've maintained those 20 students now last year and then again this year. So we've been pretty much dead even on enrollment, which is a great thing for us when you consider what the historical trend has been.
Increased interest in homeschooling and charter schools are just some of the factors for decreased student enrollment. And Van Fleck says that might be due to a changing mindset.
We're in a different generation. We've moved from a front yard nation to a backyard nation. And I think I've talked about that before on here, where students and children of parents, when I was a kid, we played in the front yard. And now kids play in the backyard, and they don't know their neighbors, and they don't go and hang out until the street lights go out, and then they have to be home. And it's just a changing thing. And that goes along with schools as well.
At least 3,700 students are currently enrolled in Eureka City schools. And that's the news on this Thursday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.